referring to this year should be a special schus lerfuas Rafael Yoshua ben Sarachana b'soch shar chole Yisrael. We are continuing our series of shiurim and Talmudic methodology based on the Sefer Amidos Lecheker HaLacha of Rav Moshe Avigdor Amiel, Zichrono Livracha. And we are continuing B'siyata Dishmaya. We are on page Chavtes in the second volume in Os Lamed Ches. He writes as follows, V'agav Orcha, by the way, Ayen B'Gitten, look in the Gemara in Gitten. He writes in the Sefer, it's written Yud Aleph Amid Beis. It's a mistake, it should say Yud Amid Beis. In Yud Amid Beis, it says, Kol Ashtos Ha'olim Bar Kol Shel Akum, all of the shtaris that go in a Goyish Accord, Alpha Pishach Osmei Wodikochavim Ksheirim, even though those who sign them are Gentiles, are kosher. When they make shtaris in Goyish Accords, they're kosher shtaris. Even though the signers on this shtar are idolaters. The Gemara says that this would imply both mecher and matana. If it's a shtar mecher, for a sale, or if it's a shtar matana, which is a shtar raya of the matana. So the Gemara says, Bishlema mecher, I get mecher, a shtar raya on a sale. But a shtar mecher is a shtar raya, and a shtar matana is the shtar makes the matana. The shtar creates the matana. So bishlam a mecher mechiyav zuzi kamayu hu dekano shtar raya ba'almahu. So I understand mecher that it works in a goyish court, because when the lokeach gives the money to the mocher in front of the judges, he's kone, and the shtar is just a shtar raya. And they're believed. If he wouldn't have really given him the money, if there wouldn't have really been a sale, a valid sale, they wouldn't be makalkel, they wouldn't destroy their believability by signing the shtar. But the Gemara says, but a matana, how does a shtar matana work? But my kakani, lav b'hai shtar, is he not kona with the actual shtar? And this shtar is a chaspa ba'alma, it's just cheres. Ad kan mi divrei ha-gemara. V'kosef ba'agos ha-shri al-zev im toimar. Im kein. Moshe v'aron amai lo mehimnu. Havadi lo meri nafshayu. The Gemara says that you should be believed if you are not going to be meri nafshayu, if you're not going to be makalkel your nemonis, if you're not going to mess up your nemonis. In other words, if we have reason to believe that you are a valid, honest witness. If you're a valid, honest witness, then you, your testimony is accepted. So Frekta goes Hashri, what about Moshe and Aaron? They were brothers, and we know we passel brothers Leidus. But why? Lo Meri Nafshayu. So they should also be believed. Why aren't Moshe and Aaron believed? Just like we say by Shtar Mecher, that we believe the Goyim, because they're not going to ruin their believability. So to Moshe and Aaron, so we know they're telling the truth. Moshe and Aaron are certainly telling the truth. Havade lo mari nafshayu. They definitely won't mess themselves over and lie. V'yesh lo mar da'akum einam psulim min ha-Torah, ela mishum shem gazlonim. The idolaters are pasul min ha-Torah because they're thieves. V'hani di'adinabu de'lo mari nafshayu mehimni. And these that we know about them, that they will not mess themselves up and tell a lie, we believe them. In other words, they're not pasul min ha-Torah. Moshe and Aaron are pasul min ha-Torah, but these people are not pasul min ha-Torah. We just, since they're thieves, we don't believe them. But min ha-Torah, they're not pasul, and therefore, if we can know they're telling the truth, we can believe them. But Moshe and Aaron, we can't believe, not because they're lying, but because that's what the Torah says. But these goyim are not pasul min ha-Torah, and they're just not believed. But if we have reason to believe them, we believe them. Ad kan mi divrei agos ha-shri. Shebe'emet, says Rav Amiel, Tzmiha gdolahi de ishtemitite le gemara meforeshet bebava kama bepechet amud aleph sheashak lavetar yasham hu beeved im pasul leidut min haTorah mepnei dichtiv vihine eid sheker haed sheker ana beachiv. Is an eved pasul leidus min haTorah. It says in the pasuk eid sheker haed sheker ana beachiv. And the suffix is Eved, Bechlal Achiv or not? So the Shaila of being Kasher Leidus Min HaTorah is a Shaila of, are you considered Achiv or not? There is such a question. If you're Achiv, you are theoretically Kasher Leidus Min HaTorah. If you're not Achiv, you're not Kasher Leidus Min HaTorah. But a Goy, Bevadai lo Bechlal Achivu, Eich Yitachen Shelo Yifsol Min HaTorah. That's a very big Tumia. A Goy is not Achiv. An Eved might be Achiv. An Eved Kenani might be Achiv. He's half in, half out of Judaism. But the guy, the Akum, is definitely not Achiv. So how could it possibly be that the Agos HaShri says, no, they're not Pasul Min HaTorah. What do you mean they're not Pasul Min HaTorah? They're not Achiv. V'sham Bagot HaShri Mesik Shebemet Rak Mitakanat Rabbanan Mehimnu. So there is Maskana, is no. They're only believed as a special takanas chachamim. But mipashtis divrei agamar it's mashma that it's medubai that they're kosher d'oraisa. Because the Gemara says a bishlema. I get that mecher works. Meaning it's pashut that they're kosher, not because it's a special takanas chachamim, but it's mashma d'oraisa, it's beseder gamar. But how's it okay d'oraisa? They're not achiv. It's docha groisa to me. We're talking about Achiv.
You become an Eid Zomim to your brother.
Because this is Eidus Shi'iyata Yechol Hazima. If he's not your brother, he can't do Hazama. And if he can't do Hazama, then it's not Kosher Eidus, Eidus Shi'iyata Yechol Hazima.
Aval b'shtar, Shesof Sof lo tzrichim b'zeh Hagada, Mepnei she'edim ha'chatumim al ha'shtar, Na'asu k'mi she'nechkara Eidutam b'veit din.
But if you have a shtar that doesn't require Haggadah, why don't you have to do Haggadah? Because the Eidim that are signed on the shtar, it's like they did, their Eidus was Nechgar in the Beis Din, and therefore their Eidus is Beseder. You don't need a Haggadah, the shtar is enough.
U'bishvil kach posek haraza be'emet shebishtar ein hazama.
And that's why the Baal HaMor paskins that by a shtar there's no hazama. Because when you do Hazama on Haggadah, but in a shtar there's no Haggadah.
Uvechol zot ein b'shtar chisaron b'pnei edut she'iyata yechol lehazima b'nei shekafi she'amarnu mikodem kol ha'chisaron b'edut she'iyata yechol lehazima hu bihi b'ha'agada.
What's the problem of edus she'iyata yechol lehazima? We said edus that you can't make them into zomimin is not a kosher edus. What's the problem? Problem is that the Haggadah is not a good Haggadah. If you have a Haggadah's Eidus that can't become Eids, they can't make the person into an Eid Zomim from this Haggadah, then it's not a Kashra Eidus. But if you don't need Haggadah, then they don't have this Chisaron, like Robi Yom. If they see, we discussed this in the previous Shir, that's why we're this Shir Mar Hemshech from the previous Shirim. So he says Derech Agav, because this is related to what we learned before, that if they see, the Dayanim see what happens during the day, they don't need to be made. Because Eid Na'asa Dayan, if they saw during the day Dafka, that's when they're Kasher Dayanim. It's when you have Din during the day. and you don't have the chisaron of edus shi'at ha'yochol azima because you don't need haggadah. B'makom shelot tzrichim haggadah, since you don't need haggadah, like when they saw it during the day, so it's edus shi'at ha'yochol azima. There's no, they're not being made, so how can you say mano yisem makom ploni? The answer is that there's no haggadah. When there's no haggadah, there's no chisaron of edus shi'at ha'yochol azima. That's only chisaron in the haggadah. Memeilain beidei akum psul men haTorah b'shtarot. So that's why Eidei Akum don't have a psul men haTorah when it comes to Afka to Shtar, because their Shtar doesn't have to be Eidus Shateyachol Azima. So our problem of Akum is that he's not a brother. If he's not a brother, then you can't make him Eid Zomim. So it's an Eid Zomim problem, but if it's Eidei Akum, then it's not an Eid Zomim problem, because on the Shtar, because Shtaris don't require that they can become Eidim Zomimin. אז במשנה למדנו, באותה משנה, there we learned, Rabbi Shimon Oimer, אף אלו, first it says that גיטי נושם את שחורי עבודים, are puzzle, if they're in Goyish Accords, and Rabbi Shimon says they're kosher, even though they're Goyish Adim, גיטי נושם את שחורי עבודים are kosher, ולא הוסקרו, אלו בזמן שנעשו בהדיות, they're only mentioned in the Beis Medrash to pass the get be'edim goyim if they were made behediot, if they were made by non-judges. Frak the Gemara, how's Rav Shimon Machshir a get that's made in front of Dayanim goyim v'chassumim bo'edim goyim? Right, because they said the whole thing is only pasul v'lo hoskeru, and the Beis Medrash only passed it if it wasn't made in the courts. But as long as it was made in the courts, barakos, it's beseder. Meaning Goyisha judges and Goyisha witnesses. Shoelet ha-gemara v'halav b'nei kritut ninhu halo goy eino b'torat gitin v'kidushin. A goy can't get married halachically and divorced halachically like we do. And anybody who's not shaykh b'nesinas ha-get is not kosher to be choysim on the get. Shoelet ha-gemara v'halav b'nei kritut ninhu. So Tosfos says we could ask another kasha. V'halav b'nei edut ninhu. They're also not b'nei edus. Not only can't they get divorced or married, they also can't be made. But according to what we're saying, we can answer the kasha of Tosfos. The kasha is mitzad the krisus, because a get, as we discussed in the previous shir, there's no musig of hazama. And since there's no musig of hazama, there's no chisaron of edus shi'atechol hazima. So don't tell me that they're not b'nei edus. They're only not b'nei edus because they're not achiv. If they're not achiv, there's no hazama. If there's no hazama, it's not good edus. Teretz is that when it comes to gittin, you don't need edus shateichol hazima. There's no musig of hazama by gittin. A get is just made on a mitzius, not on a maisa. We discussed, we already had a number of shiurim discussing, two shiurim discussing why by a get there's no hazama. We said we don't require for getting kedushin, we don't require a beis din. The whole din of drisha and chakira was only said in the kesher between the edim and the beis din, but here that's Rav Amiel's mahalach. Here you don't need a beis din by a get. Kfisha dibarnu veharachnu. So that was him. We also had saw the beautiful mahalach of Rabbeinu Povarsky. But the point is that by getting there's no musik of hazama, there's no musik of hazama, there's no chisaron of edus shi'at ha'yochol ha'zima, and memela a goy can be kosher, and that's why the Gemara only asks of a halav b'nei krisus ninhu. ובעיקר קושיית הגות השרי, נמי אפשר ליישב בפשיטות, לפי שביארנו, שבאמת, או לפירוש שביארנו, ושבאמת בדיני ממונות אפשר לפסוק גם כן על פי אומדנה. So we can be מיישב the קשה of the גות השרי. What was the גות השרי's קשה? He asked, why Moshe and Aaron also believed? They're also not going to be Meira Nafshayu. They're also not going to mess themselves over. So why shouldn't they be believed? And they're not. So how are you believing these Akum? So really, Dine Mamanes, you can pass Gen Alpi Umdina. Vadi Avshal of Sokamal Piedim Psulim Mitam Kurva, Chadome, Bemakom Shabedin Yodim Shalom Shakrim. So really, you can paskin based on umdana and assumptions and circumstantial evidence. And that it's impossible to paskin, even by Eidim Psulim, because of Kurva, v'chadoyme, if the Beis Din know that they're not Meshaker, Zehu mitzad deba'inan mishpat ha-shaveh l'kulchem. So you have to make it equal for everybody. So you can't say, oh, they're believed, they're not believed. It has to be a blanket law for everybody. וממילא בערכאות שהכל יודעים שלא משקרים ואין בזה גם החיסרון משפט השווה. So one second, so if you're talking about kurva, so you can't be mechalek and make distinctions between these relatives, those relatives, they are believed, they're not believed, no, it's משפט השווה לכל כולכם. But if you're talking about ערכאות where everybody knows that they don't lie, lo meri nafshayu, they don't want to get themselves a bad name, so there's no chisaron of משפט השווה, so ממילא we can paskin based on what they say in the Arkos. And if there's no Eidus here, there's an Umdana here. So we can paskin based on Umdana. You're right, maybe it's not a Kasher Eidus, but it's definitely a Kasher Umdana. What's the Umdana? That they're telling the truth. How do you know they're telling the truth? Because it's Lo Meri Nafshayu. Either why don't we say the same thing about relatives, about Moshe and Aaron? The answer is Mishpat HaShava L'Kulchem. You can't distinguish between relatives, but courts are always telling the truth. So you have Mishpat HaShava and you have a good Umdana that they're telling the truth. ובאמת זה יותר מסתבר ונראה מהקושיה שם. This makes more sense, and that would appear from the Kashi of the Gemara. אלא מתנה במייקני לב בהשטרה והשטרה חספה באלמהו. Gemara says, how are you kona matana? How are you kona matana in the Goyish courts? Not with this shtar. And this shtar is a chaspa ba'alma. This shtar is a piece of cheres. So how you kona matana when the shtar matana is the etzem kinyan? Uledivrei hagot ashri anal bilti muvan. But based on the gos ashri, what b'chal is the gemara's kasha? Dikarila mai karila ha'efshar lehagid ein hachei namei ki kemo shekshirim leidut b'chol hashtarot kacha gam kein b'shtar matana einenu klal chaspa be'alma. What's the Gemara's problem? The Gemara says, how does a matana work? A matana is chaspa ba'alma. According to the Hagos HaShri, it's not chaspa ba'alma. Just like they're kosher leidus b'chol ashtaris, they're also kosher b'shtar matana. It's b'chlal not chaspa ba'alma. What does the Hagos HaShri say? That the Eidim are kosher min ha-Torah. So if the Eidim are kosher min ha-Torah, then what's the problem with shtar matana? Why does the Gemara say, I don't understand how shtar matana works? This is really difficult. How do you have a pasul Eidim chasmining signing a shtar matana? The answer is because they're kosher leidus min ha-Torah. So what's the problem? That's according to the Mahalach of the Golas HaShri. Achen, lefi ze. So here he writes something which I think is a typo. Eno shepia. I don't know what that means. I've been reading Hebrew now for a few years. Never seen such a thing. But maybe it means osi shapir. We'll assume it's the printer. Obviously, the mechaber was writing in his handwriting. He probably wasn't sitting in front of a computer and then 1945 writing this. Why? So based on what we said, we have a teretz. כי בכל השטרות אינו באים כנל מצד אומדנה. It probably means instead of אינו, it probably means אנו. So the other shtaras were coming mitzad the umdana. So we said that it's an umdana, right? That we assume that they're telling the truth, not mitzad edus. Edus, maybe they're pasul, but umdana. It's a good umdana. But a shtar matana, where they're pole akinyan, you can't come mitzad umdana. When the question is, are they telling the truth or not? So umdana is fantastic. But if they're po'alei ha'kinyan, if they're creating the kinyan with their edus, for that you need kasher edim. So memela, if you don't have real edus, then a shtar matana with kasher, with pasul edim, would be no good. And that's pshat in the Gemara, that by shtar matana they have a problem. By shtar matana you need proper edim, because they're po'alei ha'kinyan. They're the ones who created the kinyan. The shtar matana makes the matana. There you need kasher edim. The other cases is umdana. So that's that's the Rav Amiel's teretz, and obviously there is so incredibly much to say about the sugya. So hopefully we will be chozer v'shaina perek zeh. Nir Tzashem, we have a lot to learn, sweet friends. The Rabbono Shel Olam should just give us life and health and the financial means, and we will be able to continue. Mitzimcha v'tuv levav, amen v'amen. Shalom, shalom, sweetest and most beloved.